Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program A to Z. Today we're going to be discussing the reality of taqwa and avoiding sins. The word taqwa is derived from the root waqaya, which means to safeguard and to abstain. In the Islamic terminology, it is defined as the action of restraining oneself from disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked to elaborate on the word taqwa, he replied, "Submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not go near the prohibited." It means that one should endeavor to fulfill all the commands of Allah and abstain from the prohibited things. So, what we understand so far is that taqwa is to safeguard yourself from committing sins, abstaining yourselves from carrying out any actions that are against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one portion of it. And then the second portion is when you obey to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sure that you carry out all those responsibilities that Allah has put on your shoulders. So I'm going to go over a few traditions of Imams of the Ahlul Bayt that when they were asked about taqwa, what they had to say. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam in another narration says, "To forego a single dirham of prohibited money," dirham, as you know, the currency, "to forego a single dirham of prohibited money is equal near Allah to 70 accepted hajj." Now, hajj is a big worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam. When you look at letting go of sins and not committing sins and it being rewarded this high by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we realize how important taqwa is in our life. So let's take a few examples from our own lives. How can we be muttaqi? Muttaqi is someone who actually carries out taqwa, who stays in the form of taqwa. So let's say I'm a student at a university, right? I go to university, I sit in my class, and then next thing I know is that I've hit the final exams. Before I take the final exams, I have this idea of cheating from somebody else's paper. So during the exam, I see that I don't know an answer of a question and somebody else has written that answer. I happen to know that. So I decide to cheat. At this stage, nobody's watching. Nobody knows. But if this is something that I commit, which is according to Islamic teachings, haram, this means I've let go my taqwa. So controlling yourself at that stage, letting that loss to happen, maybe I don't answer that question, that's fine. But avoiding committing a haram act is what taqwa requires.